रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 47 द बिरीव्ड सिटीजंस. द रिसाइटल बिगिंस नाउ. डे ब्रोक एज द सिटीजंस राउज्ड देमसेल्व्स फ्रॉम द हेवी स्लीप एंड लुक्ड अबाउट विद वन अकॉर्ड टू वेयर रामा वाज और ऑट टू हैव बीन, बट दे फाउंड हिम नॉट एंड स्टूड डेज़्ड विद ग्रीफ एंड डिसअपॉइंटमेंट. With streaming eyes, they ran hither and thither, but could not catch a glimpse, even the dust raised by his chariot wheels. At last, they despaired of following him and cried, "Where did this devilish sleep lie in wait for us? We have been nicely fooled and deprived of the glorious privilege of beholding that great one with long arms and mighty shoulders. How had our Rama the heart to do it? He has elected to cast us off and speed into the frightful forests, knowing as he does our boundless love and devotion to him. What have we to do with life and its hollow joys when we have lost him? Let us all starve ourselves to death on this accursed spot, or walk towards the north on and on until we fall dead, or build a large fire with wood and leaves here and leap into it, one and all, joyfully. For what reply have we to give to those who will anxiously await our arrival? We led to the place of his exiled Rama, the soul of everyone, who does not envy anyone and always has a sweet word even for his enemies. Would that be a meet reply? If we dare to go back to Ayodhya without Rama, the women, the children, the aged, will all die of a broken heart. We left the capital in the company of the godlike Rama of restrained self, and with what face shall we enter it without him? And they lifted their hands and voices and cried piteously like a cow bereft of her calf. They followed his track for a little while until they got lost on a grass plot. The sight redoubled their grief and they turned back saying, "What will become of us? The very gods have banded against us." And thus they dragged their steps back to sorrowful Ayodhya with worn faces and heavy hearts. Their tears flowed afresh at the sight of the desolate houses with none to keep them neat and bright. The forsaken city seemed to their eyes like the mighty river from whose deep pools Garuda had carried off the terrible serpents, or like the bright firmament without the bright moon to illuminate it, or like the shoreless ocean dried up by a mighty cataclysm. They reached their homes filled with every comfort and luxury and stood there, gazing at vacancy as though demented. They could not make out their kin or kith or friends or their neighbors. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunavati Chakravarti Dhanrajaya Sarvabhomaya Mangalam.